Hi, this is Sarah Knight, and I've got kinesiologist Des Richmond in the studio to talk to us about systematic kinesiology. Des practices in Galway, Ireland, and facilitates training sessions all around the country. He is a powerhouse of joy and wisdom, and I'm delighted to have him here. So thank you, Des, and welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So we're just going to start. Can you tell me what is systematic kinesiology?
Systematic kinesiology is an integrated approach to health which utilizes what's known as just muscle testing to access the body information or body wisdom for what we would call imbalances. And it gives us information about what's going on with the person and what we need to do to rectify that problem to bring them back into health and wholeness. And that has a range of treatment procedures which we use, and each client will have specific things going on with them and therefore a specific treatment protocol, and it's unique to each person. So in a way, it's a diagnostic tool to find out what's going on and find out how to help people.
And how do you do this diagnosis?
First of all, kinesiology is the word kinesiology on its own. It refers to the study of the movement of the body and specific muscles and testing the functionality of each muscle. In the 1960s, there was a Dr. George Goodhart who made a discovery that a muscle function can be rectified using different reflexes. He kind of stumbled upon it. So it's developed from just basically, is muscle functioning, yes or no, to is a muscle functioning and what can we do to actually rectify that? Treatment protocol would be putting arms and legs in different positions and applying pressure in certain positions. And these positions activate specific muscle groups. Now, a muscle will test either strong or weak. If a muscle tests weak, that indicates an imbalance somewhere in the body, not just with the muscle. So what you're actually doing is when you test the muscle, you are accessing information in the nervous system. And if there's anything out of balance in the body on pretty much any level, the brain holds the information, and specific muscles, the nerve impulse is depleted to that muscle, therefore tests weak. So a kinesiologist's, their intention is to identify the cause of the lack of nerve impulse to that muscle. Now, they've discovered several reasons for this. I'll run through a few of them. Specific muscles can be weak based on a lack of lymph or blood supply to the muscle. It can be an emotional issue. It can be a lack of nutrition. It can be problems with the nerve itself, or it can be to do with the cerebrospinal fluid. And they've also discovered it can also be to do with the acupuncture meridian reflex. So that taps into the Eastern philosophy of health and well-being through the energy flow system. So those are the several ones that they've identified. Now, the unique thing is each muscle has its individual requirements. So in a way, you're accessing a vast amount of information through just basic systematic testing of several muscles around the body. So to be clear on that, let's say if a muscle on the thigh called the quadricep tests weak, the specific nutrient you'd be checking to see if you're deficient in would be vitamin B complex. The specific energy line related to that is the energy line known as the small intestine governing energy line, or the meridian. The emotion related to that can be joy. Some people can be feeling a lack of joy. So there's a kind of a map for each muscle of potential reasons why that muscle may be out of balance. So through that, you're actually accessing a whole range of information like the emotions, the thoughts, the biochemistry, the energy flow, the diet. Anything which is negatively impacting the body will be revealed through a negative or a weak muscle test. Because you know what each muscle requires, that then narrows down your choices as to what needs to be done to rectify that muscle. So you're not just rectifying the muscle, you're identifying the imbalance, which is a precursor to that weak muscle. Hope that's not too long-winded, but it's quite a broad approach to health. It can simply be explained as in weak muscle equals imbalance, find the imbalance and fix it. And the last description I give you is the in-depth one, to a certain degree.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Okay, so this quadriceps muscle in the thigh, that muscle is weak. It could be that there is a problem with the muscle itself, if I understand what you're saying, or it could be a nutritional deficiency, a problem with the small intestine. The quadricep is linked to the small intestine. Or to, I guess, something that's happening along that energy line, along that meridian.
That's also a factor,
Okay. That sounds like a fantastic diagnostic tool. Okay, so you find something wrong in the quadricep muscle. It's weak. What do you do then?
So the first step is the diagnostic of the problem or the imbalance, which will be showed through a weak muscle. So from that weak test, you then investigate and find out what's going to help. And as soon as you find out what's going to help, the muscle will respond instantly with a strength test. The same muscle will instantly change to strong.
So when you have found the answer, the muscle changes to strong?
Yes, when you have found one of potentially many answers, it may be the answer or it may be one of several answers. So sometimes you treat several things to rectify an imbalance, or it may be one thing to rectify an imbalance.
Okay.
But at this stage, you're gathering the information for the treatment.
Yes.
Or the solution.
And the muscle is telling you what it wants.
Exactly. Okay. You're literally dialoguing with the body wisdom in a way. So it's kind of like the analogy I use is like the body holds the information. For example, if you cut your hand, the body heals the hand. You know, so that's the body intelligence at work. It's a very basic thing, but quite a phenomenal thing as well when you think about it. In relation to muscle testing, you're accessing that body wisdom on a bit more of a detailed, deeper level. So you're actually, in a way, communicating with the body intelligence that knows what you need. And you're asking the body through muscle testing, what should I do to help you? And the body is giving us strong and weak responses as a means of communication to find out the information.
Okay.
So it's quite a remarkable procedure when you actually see it done as well. It's a very quick response and a very obvious response from the body.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example of that. So if the quadricep is weak, if you give a little bit of B complex under the tongue, which is directly to the nervous system, if that instantly strengthens the quadricep when you test the muscle again with that little bit of B complex under the tongue, the body is saying, yes, please, this B complex will benefit this muscle and potentially the small intestine organ itself. Another option is if it's the meridian or the acupuncture energy line, if it's depleted or not running freely, you contact the acupuncture points that are going to support that line, and then you retest the muscle. If it again tests strong, the body is saying, yes, this also will help. But if it remains weak, the body is saying, no, this is not a solution. Ignore it and find something else. So it's a trial and error kind of finding the solution procedure.
And it sounds like it really brings in a lot of other areas of alternative medicine. I mean, you've just mentioned nutrition there. You've mentioned, I mean, what acupuncturists and energy therapists use, meridian lines. So it sounds like you're really maybe allowing a person to save themselves a little bit of time and money and pinpoint exactly what it is that their body is asking for.
Yeah. That's it brings me back to the original reason why I actually studied kinesiology. I went through my own kind of, that's a bit of a cliche, healing journey. I had to kind of look after my emotions, I had to look after my diet. I realized I was deficient in certain areas and my back was a little off, so structurally I need some help. So I had to go and knock a lot of doors to get a lot of help and spend a lot of money. And it was fairly clear to me that there was no one treatment that was going to fix everything. So I set the intention to find something that was quite integrated so that if someone's to walk into the clinic, no matter what the problem, no matter what the area of the cause of the problem, I would have some form of finding out what this person needed. So in a way, I kind of got frustrated with the guesswork I had to go through and all the practitioners I had to go to try and find my own answers. And I wanted to find some way of having an integrated clinic. So I actually decided to study lots of modalities. But thankfully, I found kinesiology before I started off on that journey, because it would have been a very lengthy, costly one. And I quickly realized that kinesiology was an integrated clinic in and of itself, in that, as you just said, it incorporates many different modalities. So if you take it down to the basic level, it started off as muscle testing, and they stumbled upon the solution. So they stumbled upon the fact that the muscle can change response to give us feedback. This then opened the doors into the long-term clinical trials and defining out what can be accessed, what will the body respond to that will benefit it. So they started to pull in nutrition and then the Eastern philosophy with the energy lines. They looked at modern psychology. They took osteopathic chiropractic techniques. For example, EFTs in there as well. There's quite in-depth biochemistry information is also thrown in there. So it's a quite a vast range of potential avenues of diagnosis and solution treatments. And it really narrows down the cause of the person's malady to the core issue. So, for example, three people could come into my clinic with headaches. One person, it could be stress-related. Another person, it could be a food sensitivity or a food reaction. Another person, it could be a structural problem somewhere in the neck, for example. And kinesiology will pinpoint that, not just the problem, but also it will also pinpoint through the muscle feedback the solution to that. Mm-hmm. And it gets rectified very efficiently and very accurately, and with pretty much, well, I've never had any negative impact to the body. It's always been beneficial, always. So it's remarkable in that way.
And so, I mean, you mentioned headaches there. What other, would there be some common ailments that you would deal with? Is there anything for which kinesiology is particularly beneficial, or can it just be good for anyone for anything?
Well, firstly, you can't say it treats any pathological condition. Mm. So general unwellness is kind of the category. Mm. So it works very well with about 80% of the most common health problems that people put up with day to day. Now, obviously, if it's a more serious issue requiring medical attention, we will refer that on to the medical staff. But we all walk around with fatigue, with a bit of digestive problems or headaches now and again. And some people go into the extreme areas of like chronic fatigue, migraines, persistent skin problems, persistent colds and flus, aches and pains. It can be for any acute or chronic issues which they can't seem to find the cause or the answer for, and kinesiology can actually find that for them. Now, I've learnt to be open to trying kinesiology in relation to pretty much most conditions, especially as I was starting off as a practitioner. Quite often people would come into my clinic and it would be quite full-on symptoms they would have, and I would almost question whether kinesiology and myself as a practitioner would have the capacity to deal with this. And I just stayed open and went through the protocol of tests and treatment procedures, and most people got fantastic results. And it really opened my mind to the fact that the body has the answers. Mm-hmm. And just trusting the body and following the body and what it gives, the information it gives us, as in where the problem is and what to do to fix it. Mm-hmm. If you follow the body wisdom, you can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't fix everything, but it goes a long way to addressing a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. From what you said earlier, it sounds like you are not saying that by any means that systematic kinesiology should be used instead of a doctor, but that you're aware that it can complement other things that people are doing in their lives to support their health. Where do you think Western medicine is at in terms of accepting the benefits of systematic kinesiology, or, you know, accepting it on any level?
I think there's a lot of work to be done, quite honestly. My perspective is that modern medicine has many fantastic ways to help a lot of people, and it's also, I feel, excessively relied on. Because most people believe it's the only option available to them, which, if that's what you think, then that's what you're going to do. You're going to access that and trust that that's the best possible care for you. Now, what I also see is a lot of the time that the medical staff, if we use an analogy of like a mechanic dealing with a kind of a crash, that's an extreme case. I see a lot of the people who go to the medical professionals, it's like the end result of a lot of lack of care. So, for example, if you look after your car year to year, there's more chance of you having a nice, healthy, safe journey to and from wherever you want to go to. Same with your body. If you take good care of it, there's less chances of crashing and burning, so to speak, in whatever way that can be for that person. Now, what I've learned through my own training and my own kind of self-education is that health problems, even the most serious of health problems, start years before the symptom actually hits. And that's where I think a lot of education needs to come in. Most people will ignore their bodies, ignore the signals that are being given from their bodies, or even shut down those signals for whatever reason. And eventually down the line, serious symptoms appear and they go for medical help, which is the crash, so to speak. What I would love to see people doing is becoming more aware of the foods they eat, the toxins that are in their environment and their foods, the stress they're under and how to deal with it, listening to their body signals and doing something about it when they arise, and not just taking a painkiller or having a glass of wine to get rid of the stress, or just saying that, well, most people feel this way, so this must be normal. Listen to your body and listen to the signal it's giving and respect it and find out why it's happening and deal with it in the early stages. So I feel there's a lot of work to be done in education around general health and not waiting until you crash. Mm. Even at the crash stage, I'm just going to call it that, the crash stage, there's huge amounts kinesiology can do. Now, I don't think it's very accepted at all yet. It's creeping in there. there's certain views I have that I don't know how acceptable it would be whenever certain people hear this, but I feel that health in certain areas is a business, and people look at it that way, as a business. And that's kind of unfortunate, because in that case, it's a numbers game. So certain ways of looking at health, which can be very widely accepted, may not have your best interests at heart. That's where I see there's very grey areas, and very kind of, there can be, this is kind of a strong statement, there can be sinister elements involved with the control of information around health and wellness and how that's put out to the world and the intentions behind it. So I'm very well aware of that, and I see people having certain treatments which were not necessary, but they chose it because that was the only option they thought was available to them. Mm-hmm. So I feel there's lots of progress to be made in relation to treating the body naturally in harmony with what it actually needs, and not just patching it up, so to speak.
I would certainly be on the same page as you with that one. And it sounds like systematic kinesiology is incredibly empowering then. I mean, it's about understanding what your body is doing, providing people with tools that they can change in their everyday lives, things they can bring into their lives to support their own health and their own healing. So going back to my question about Western medicine, then what it sounds like is that, great, get your diagnosis, understand what is available through modern medicine, but there are so many other options out there that it's probably worth anyone taking, if they have time, to take a pause and look at what else is out there and available to them. So can you tell me, in kinesiology then, again, what I just keep picking up from you is that it's making me feel quite empowered, is that it's about taking charge of what's going on in your own body, is it?
Yeah. Well, my own journey with it is that growing up in the society that I did shut down, my body shut down emotionally and to the sensitivity of my body until it got to the late stages. So I was a classic example of shutting my own symptoms down through overexposure to toxins and to unprocessed stress and emotions. Eventually, when I did decide to do something about it, I was on medication for a while and it served its purpose, but it wasn't actually dealing with the actual cause. When I did decide to do something about it, I was open to trying anything. Now, I tried lots of different modalities. From doing all those different modalities, my body started to almost wake up. The more kind of stress I let go of, the more I learned about my diet, the more my body started to speak to me and give me feedback about what was happening. It's like my body wisdom started to get louder and louder the more I took care of myself. It allowed me to see what I was doing that wasn't beneficial for me. My journey with kinesiology has been that the more treatments I've had, the more in tune with my body signals I've been. So I've been able to listen more and more to what would benefit me and what wouldn't. So in a way, it can bring information a little bit louder from your body through the body intelligence, but it can also bring you intellectual information about what it is you're doing or not doing that's affecting your health. Now, both are available through kinesiology. Let's take one example. As a kid, I had a huge sugar intake. And then later on in my life, after doing a good few sessions of kinesiology, I was told about a blood sugar imbalance. I didn't know what this was. So I look into it, and the history is a lot of quick release foods or too much sugar in the diet. And the symptoms were mood up, mood down, energy up, energy down, concentration wavering. And I didn't actually relate that to my symptoms, but due to the information I'd be given from a kinesiologist, through the testing they found, they indicated I had a blood sugar imbalance and to start doing something about it. And that prompted me to start listening to my body and watching my energy levels and watching my mood and starting to recognize, this is true. So it was like it was always there, but I wasn't listening to the symptoms. But once I got some information from my body through kinesiology, I was able to use my mind to listen in and see, it does this fit? And I realized it did fit. And then when I really paid attention to it, I could really pinpoint that after I had a splurge of sugar, my energy would plummet, my mood would drop, and I would feel crap. It sounds ridiculous, but I wasn't aware of that, because sometimes we're just so busy in life, or as I say, the sensitivity of the body is shut down. We don't know the impact of what we're thinking, what we're eating, or what we're doing, what it is in the body. We're actually very lost in our headspace a lot and not in the body a lot. So that's just one practical example of how it's educated me into what I'm doing and how it's affecting how I feel. Because ultimately, we want to feel good. And any information that kind of helps bring us back on track, it's fantastic. So kinesiology has really brought me into awareness of that. Now, that's just one example. There's several examples of how I think my lifestyle choices, other dietary choices that had been picked up on by kinesiologists for me to educate me into what I'm doing, to rectify that, to see my body balance, some energy stabilize, mood stabilize. So it's a whole integrated treatment that allows the body to be really healed and also educate you to not do the things that brought you there in the first place, so to speak, you know?
I love the idea that you can get such clear information about what's going on. And the head does need to be involved in that. We do need to. We are intellectual beings, like it or not. We do need to understand things, I think, on an intellectual sometimes to maximize what we are able to achieve with our physical bodies. But having experienced kinesiology, I'm also aware that kinesiology can provide some really quick fixes too. I was benefited from a session and was amazed at what I came away with after only about half an hour. So, I mean, there are quick fixes that happen during a kinesiology session too. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the main intent with a kinesiology session is to provide pretty much instant health benefits. So I'll give an example of that. So we'll bring it back to the quadricep, for example. So if a muscle test weak, the body is saying there's an imbalance present. And you can again check and find out, well, what is required to help. Sure, you can find nutrition, for example, or maybe find if there's a toxin involved and help clear that, which is a more of a long-term progressive kind of fix, so to speak. But there are instant fixes that give benefits to the body right away on the day. Now, as I say, kinesiology involves several modalities. It's kind of like an umbrella kind of treatment to find out which approach will help you the most. And there's a couple of sets of research that most kinesiologists, including myself, would use nearly every single day with every single client. And there are different sets of reflex points around the body. One moves bloods to different muscles and different organs. Another group of points moves lymphatic fluids to different muscles and different organs. And they were discovered, I think it was around the 1930s, 1940s, by an osteopath and a chiropractor. One was Dr. Bennett, and there was Dr. Chapman. Some fantastic research. You can look that up if you want. You'll find out more about that. Now, let's say, for example, someone is having digestive issues and the quadricep test weak. So we know then the energy of the small intestine is depleted. Therefore, potentially the small intestine organ itself would benefit from some treatment, so to speak. Now, if you contact the points related to the blood stimulation and lymph stimulation to that muscle and that organ, and the muscle instantly gives you a strong response, the body's saying, working with these points will benefit this person. So with the blood stimulation points, they're located mainly on the head. They're referred to as neurovascular. Light touch on those points will, scientifically proven, move blood to that organ and that muscle. And the reflex points on the lower body, usually from the neck down, they're called neurolymphatic. They, once you massage them firmly, they move lymph to the related organ and to the muscle. And the health of any organ or gland is directly related to the amount and quality of fluid flowing to and through it. So that's your blood and lymph. It's the fluid that gives you all the goodness to the body and takes away all the debris. So it's your find and fix kind of stuff. So the organ itself is then getting benefits. And once you've applied that treatment, usually it only takes a few minutes for those fluids to be moved to the organ. Once sufficient treatment has been applied, the muscle will then test strong to indicate that the actual small intestine has improved in function. The energy line has improved and the muscle has also improved. So, and usually if the client has come with digestive problems, they'll report even the next day that their symptom has either eased or completely gone. So it's quite remarkable what kind of quick fixes you could have. Now that's on a physiological level. You can also get fixes, so to speak, on any level. It can be emotional. You can find out if there's whatever stress is going on. You can find out what you can do to shift that emotion. And usually it's quite quick, literally minutes. You can shift stress or old emotions in minutes. You can also look at the structure of the body. You can use the muscle testing to find out if the structure of the body is deviated in some way, and use very, very gentle, very non-intrusive osteopathic techniques to rectify those imbalances. And again, relief is usually found if, let's say, for example, they have back pain, relief is found, again, usually instantly or over a series of treatments that usually eases out. But quite often within one treatment, it eases it significantly.
That's an amazing concept, like what you just said there about the emotions, you know, that emotional stressors can be relieved in minutes. So the concept that just because something might take years to accumulate, it's not going to take years to release. But literally that can happen, that something can be released in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, it was quite a novelty for me to see that. Like, I was an electronic engineer in university, very left-brained. So when I actually trained the kinesiology, by that time I'd gone through a lot of emotional processing myself, and it was very long and drawn out and painful. And when somebody showed me a quick muscle test and holding a couple of points and it cleared a stress for someone, I thought, really? I was very skeptical. You know, what's this actually? If it's a healthy skepticism, you know, it's okay, as long as it doesn't close you off from actually trying it out. So I was curious and skeptical. So as soon as I got home, I tried it out with one of my friends and it worked instantly. So I was amazed, like, how quickly something like stress can shift in the body without any long drawn out talking about it or going over the details of it or any cathartic kind of process, so to speak. It was literally instant. That was from the foundation, just a basic course in kinesiology. When I went on to do the practitioner course, I found we were given more information about what actually was happening in that process. And the way they described it was that most of our traumas or emotional stressors, they get stored in the back brain. If you think of it as like the hard drive of the body, and it gets stored there. And it's a way for the body to kind of store any stressful information in case something similar happens again, and it indicates you, be careful about this, which has its purpose. If you're a caveman and you're being warned about looking after tigers jumping out at you, that's fine. You've got to remember that animal to run away from it. But it's not helpful if, for example, you had a difficulty at school and your back brain lodged that and said, be careful in learning situations. These are dangerous, or these are stressful, these are difficult. So next time you go into any situation which resembles you being at school, whether it be a large group or in a circle of friends or when you're learning something new, the back brain goes, ah, I remember this situation, be careful here. And it'll throw up a stress to warn you this was dangerous before, be careful again. Which is all well and good if it's a genuine problem, but if it's obviously nothing going on and there's a stress getting triggered, then it's impeding your ability to function fully as a human being and be relaxed and enjoy life. So what I was shown in kinesiology is, as you think about the stress, the back brain memory gets activated. You simply just need to touch the frontal lobes, which is the forehead. And you'll often see people doing this when they're stressed. They'll touch their forehead. It's a gesture of trying to heal themselves. They discovered that in kinesiology. So what they found was gentle touch on the forehead while thinking about the stress communicates to the body to let go of the blood flow from the back brain and bring the blood flow to the frontal lobes. Now, the frontal lobes are the most recent developments in the human brain, and they are related to forward thinking, creative solutions, new ideas, different perspectives. So you're asking the body, this stress, can you give me a different perspective on it? And as you draw the blood flow to the front of the brain, the stress dissipates because the back brain gets deactivated, and the insight gets activated because the front lobes get kicked in. And people have instant shifts. It's incredible. Things which I think are big traumas, like people dying or houses being repossessed or car crashes, just dissipate instantly. Well, within a few minutes. And it's remarkable. When you see the physiology, what's actually happening, it makes sense. And it makes sense then when people put their hand on their forehead when they're stressed. But we usually don't keep it here long enough to help ourselves. We take the hand away and let the stress continue from the back brain. So in kinesiological terms, that is a solution, but through muscle testing, you can find out, is this the solution for this client? Sometimes there's different reflex points, and through muscle testing, the body will guide you to the specific set of reflex points that will help the stress. So again, you can have an idea of what to do, but you rely on the muscle testing and the biofeedback from the body wisdom to say, well, what do you need for this? And sometimes it's not those points, it'll be a different set of reflex points that help that stress. So again, the information and knowledge is great, but the application, you must rely on the body wisdom to let you know. That's the key, which is the most incredible thing about kinesiology. You let the body speak to you. You let the body say, here's what I need.
And it sounds like it tells you really, really clearly.
Yeah, it does. It's extremely clear if you know what you're doing and if you've been well trained. Now, I would encourage anybody who's listening to seek professional training in it, because it's easy to get it wrong. The muscle testing itself is a skill, and the interpretation of the muscle feedback is also a skill, and it requires a certain amount of knowledge and understanding of what the body is trying to communicate with you. So if you don't know what you're doing, you can easily get it wrong. But it's rarely to actually hurt anybody if you give it a go anyway and don't know what you're doing. But I would encourage you to get proper training. And once you know how to do it and what you're doing, it's very accurate, very easy, and very effective.
Yeah. Now, without, you know, disclosing any personal details about any of your clients, are there any examples that you can give us? Any really clear examples, cases you worked on where you saw, you know, very good results or major shifts in people?
Lots. One in particular was a lady in her probably mid-50s, and she had a stroke about 3 years prior to that. Now, in her rehabilitation, she was told that after 6 months, whatever level of rehabilitation she had achieved, that would plateau at around that time. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. So the condition she was left in was she had very little power in her right leg and quite a difficulty. She almost had to drag the leg or lift it upstairs herself. She was very withdrawn from life because she was very nervous and very afraid about being out and about and potentially falling. Didn't drive anymore because, again, of her leg. Became quite depressed because of her lifestyle and the effect the stroke had on her lifestyle. So she was referred on to me. I was only qualified about maybe 2 years at the time. And when the practitioner referred her on to me and told me her story, I was kind of questioning whether this actually could help her. But again, I remained open and willing to give it a go. So on the first treatment, again, just happened to come back to the quadricep muscle. It seems to be the muscle of the day. I did a full range of tests of her entire body. And the main muscle that showed up requiring treatment was the quadricep. So she could barely lift it off the table about 2 inches. And so this is the one we worked on. So what I did was I literally just rubbed the neurolymphatic reflexes to move lymph to that muscle and also touched the neurovascular points to move blood to that muscle. The treatment itself, the actual holding and rubbing those points, took about 10 minutes maximum. And then when I went back to retest the muscle, she was able to lift the leg up completely into the bent quadricep position. And as soon as she lifted it, we both kind of looked at each other in quite a shock because it was such a drastic shift in such a short space of time. And her range of motion was like massively improved. That was the first benefit. When she came back the next week, she had a massive improvement in her mobility. Instead of going one step at a time, she was doing left leg, then right leg, left leg, and the right leg. So usually she'd put the left leg up, put the right leg beside it, left leg up, the right leg beside it to go upstairs. When she came back, she was doing one step at a time, left leg up, right leg up, left leg up, right leg up. And I was astounded, and she was thrilled with this. So over a subsequent, maybe about half a dozen sessions, we worked on other areas of her body, but we also started to target her stress. She was still very nervous and very afraid about going out. And again, using the muscle testing, we found ways to dissipate her stress, again, very easily, very gently. And she quickly regained her confidence. She was out socializing again, she was able to drive again, and she was engaging in more of activities that she used to. Now, prior to her coming to me, I was doubtful that it would help, but I was open to trying it. And I've learned from that experience to be open to trying to help anything, because you just don't know what this can do for people unless you give it a go. And the worst that will happen is nothing. You won't harm them. So you might as well just try, you know?
Yeah.
But I've learned to be very open and just trust the body and trust that the body gives the information to do what is needed to help the body come back to balance. So that was one example which really stood out. Now, another one was nearly one of my first clients, a little 10-year-old girl, and she had fairly severe eczema over her body and to the extent where she'd be up at night scratching it, crying and bleeding nearly most of the night. It was very traumatic for her. And again, just went into the motions of doing the testing, just seeing what was out of balance. And a muscle came up which was related to the energy of the large intestine. And now through kinesiology, I was able to find out that this imbalance was actually emotional. So instead of practically working on the physiology of the body said, no, please work on me emotionally. Now, kinesiology feeds into Eastern philosophy in the energy lines have different emotions related to it. So the energy of the large intestine was grief. So for some reason, this little girl had some grief going on. So again, I trusted the body. I was like, okay, we'll just see what's going on here. The mother said that there was nothing wrong in the family. She was doing well. There was no stresses going on. So I just asked a bit further, when did this eczema start? And she said about 3 years ago. So I said, is there anything happened 3 years ago that contributed to grief? And she thought for a minute and then the penny dropped. She said her dog died. So straight away, the little girl got a little bit teary. And it came to light that the little girl didn't understand where the dog went, and she was very upset about that. So then once we identified that as the grief that actually was causing the imbalance in the energy of the large intestine, we did again some reflex points to help release that emotion. And 2 weeks later, she came back and she had absolutely no eczema. Now that was astounding to me as an initial practitioner. And that really opened my eyes to see that you just don't know where problems come from. You know, she'd been applying creams to her skin and having various treatments to treat the skin, when really it was the emotion that somehow was unbalancing the energy of the large intestine. Well, we know why, because grief is related to that energy line. And that was affecting the large intestine. There was a link between the large intestine and the skin as well. So shifting the emotion, rebalanced the energy of the large intestine and healed the skin. It was phenomenal. So from that day onwards, I was like, okay, trust the body. 100% trust the body. Use your rational mind, but trust the body. There's many, many, many more. Some as impactful and some that seem very little but have a huge impact in a person's lifestyle. And yeah, it's such a delight to see that, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, Des. So, I mean, I understand you've had lots of training in systematic kinesiology already. How do you see your work evolving?
In kinesiology, it's constantly being researched and developed. So there are inexhaustible avenues of learning you can actually access, which is fantastic. So the limits are, as I can see at the minute, boundless. So I intend to study a lot more in the realms of biochemistry to look into the intricacies of the biochemistry of the body to find out what's happening in various different levels. So you can pick up on subtle imbalances in the body, even down to, you know, the interactions in the hormones and the neurotransmitters in the brain and toxins, anything at all. So that's fascinating to me. And there's incredible practitioners that have developed huge bodies of information about that. So I'm really excited to kind of already be engaged in studying some of that. In my clinic, I find that my work can veer a lot towards psychological, emotional work, and also towards helping people to navigate themselves a lot better mentally and emotionally. We have a lot of health problems in the world for various reasons, and I think one of the biggest frontiers that is coming through and we're facing now is the realm of the mental and emotional aspect of the person. And I see a lot of people, my history as well, is like, kind of, you find yourself, this is going to sound odd, but in a body, on a planet, and you kind of bump about a bit because you don't know how to operate yourself. And I bumped about a lot. I got a lot of bumps, you know. So that really, really bugged me. So I really was fascinated about, what am I? How do I operate? What are my thoughts? What's the purpose of them? And my emotions, how do I engage with them in a beneficial way for me? So my work has evolved into helping people to remove psychological and emotional blocks and helping them to understand their own mental and emotional process to help them to move forward in life and enjoy it in whatever way that is for them. I'm also starting to do coaching in how people can, let's use the term, create the life they want. Some people use the term law of attraction. So the mind quite often is used in a chaotic and painful and suffering way for us. We usually have stressful, negative, impinging thoughts, which negatively impacts the results we get in our life. I now know that the mind is an incredible tool, which if we harness it in the way it's meant to be used, we can access incredible information and have incredible results in our health, our well-being, and our lives around us. So I help guide clients, firstly, to release any blocks they have that have accumulated through their lives, psychological or emotional. I then help them to guide them to become more aware of their process of their thoughts and emotions in the moment, to get more of a handle on it, to not engage in any more stressful or emotional activities, and bring more peace, basically. And then the next step is in kind of guiding them or educating them into using the mind in a creative, beneficial way to give them instant emotional benefits and therefore better external results in their life, which again can be referred to as law of attraction. So that's the work that I'm veering towards because it's necessary. And I see people come to me who you can tell are just not open to it mentally or emotionally, and they don't get fantastic results. And I start to see that it's how people think and feel whether they actually are capable of letting in the treatment that they want, the benefits they want. So there can be a precursor to health, can be the mindset, the emotion, and the resulting, as it's called, vibration, that can result in a result externally in their life. And I also see people who are very open to it and get incredible quick results. So I'm really tapping into that. So sometimes you've got to work psychologically, emotionally before you can get into the physical. So it can be the precursor to things. But I've seen it in my life, how harnessing the positive use of the mind and the emotions, you can create whatever you want if you do it sufficiently. And that's an exciting concept. And if you look at all the different religious texts that points to that, and all the spiritual texts that's coming through now, accentuates that. It says, this is how it is. This is how the mind and emotions are meant to be used. We're using it the wrong way. It's like we're reversing down the road in a car and someone's saying, what are you doing? It's not designed for that. You're supposed to go forward, not backwards, you know? And once you make that turnaround, you see it's actually an enjoyable journey. But it's harnessing that is what I'm kind of passionate about educating people about and guiding them in sessions and using kinesiology as well to kind of enhance that.
So where do you work from? How can someone find you?
I work in Galway City Centre in Dominic Street. So it's clinics Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays normally. And there's 6 slots every day. And I also run training courses throughout the country and usually 4 times a year. I've got a website, which is www.kinesiology-galway.com. And kinesiology is spelled K-I-N-E-S-I-O-L-O-G-Y.
Thank you. And for anyone that doesn't live in Galway City or the west of Ireland, is the systematic kinesiology happen all over the world? Or how can they find someone that does this type of work?
Good old Google will help you along the way. In Ireland, again, there'll be different associations in different countries. So it's looking for the association to find qualified, skilled practitioners. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people who would call themselves kinesiologists who haven't taken the full training. Mm-hmm. So you want to look for the association in your country and find qualified practitioners. In Ireland, our association website is kinesiologyzone.com. And there's another website, kinesiology.ie/practitioners, will give you a list of practitioners with our association. So that'll give you a list of all the practitioners in all the different counties in Ireland.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much, Des. That was perfect.